please your name and number. I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I found it fascinating in the news today. You're, of course, familiar with Agnes Callamard. She is the UN Special Rapporteur on extrajudicial things. And she's come up with a report about how the evidence points to Mohammed bin Salman, MBS, is indeed thoroughly involved in the brutal killing of Jamal Khashoggi in Turkey, which was an extrajudicial killing. And I found it fascinating because the party that's going to basically make the UN's effort on this amount to nothing is the United States, because the power of the United States overwhelms anything that the UN would do, because you know they have effectively the authority. And of course, as our current president says, you know, it's all about the money. We got to sell arms, and that's what we need to do, because lots of money. And it's also interesting that Niles Melzer is the UN Special Rapporteur on torture. And he's come out with a report several times on the UK's current holding of Julian Assange in what's been described as Britain's Guantanamo Bay, in prison on, you know, rather slimsy. But, and, you know, there's obviously the extradition to the United States that is being, it's on the table for February of next year. But, you know, the interesting thing is what he says, very, very, very concise, very, very, very clear, we completely ignored, because, yes, he works for the UN, just as Agnes Callamard, but it's going to be overwhelmed by the power of the United States. What I find fascinating is we have this organization, the United Nations. It was put together with this aura of it allows people to come to the table and negotiate, have a platform for communications, but that's not the reality. The reality is it's a platform for power. You know, it's just like the UN Security Council has the permanent members because they're powerful. Just because you have other countries, no, I'm sorry, the powerful ones have control. And, you know, I find this fascinating because as we watch this, you could see effectively the same thing. You could see the institutional church doing the exact same thing. They claim they have a certain set of rules. And when they decide, they will say because of their power, they're going to simply set them aside, ignore them. What happens in the UN because of the power of the U.S. is the same thing that happens within, for example, the PCA denomination, because the power of particular players will simply say, well, this is what we state, and it doesn't matter what our doctrine is. And you know, the PCA claims their doctrine is based on Scripture. Well, absolutely baloney. Because if you base your doctrine on Scripture, then don't follow it. It's a fallacy. So the bottom line I've come, and like I say, I think there's besides the evidence for this, I think you can argue this well from the Scripture. I use the line, the institution's not your friend, because whether you look at an institution like the UN or an institution like the PCA or a local institutional church, such as maybe MetaView or Covenant Presbyterian and so forth, we'll find that they are just institutions that have no allegiance to their own doctrine. I just find this fascinating. It is consistent. And of course, you can find the same thing in the corporate world, but we don't have to go there right now. But the institution, as I say often, the institution protects the institution. And if you have to violate your own terms, go for it. Who's gonna challenge you? I find this fascinating. But then, of course, there is the follower of Christ. What does the follower of Christ do? Does he follow the institution or does he follow the Lord? May I suggest that the Lord commands us to follow him, not the institution. I've stated before, my wife once described her grasp of Galatians 5, for freedom's sake, Christ has set us free, and used it to get freedom from her commitment to me as being one for the rest of our days. Absolute, total twist of the scripture. That's kind of what the institution does, because you go back to the previous two chapters, and the problem is, it's freedom from the institution. Religious institutions, government institutions, and so forth. That's where the freedom is. It's not freedom from marriage, because that's what the Lord defines. Freedom from the institution is obtained by not going, submitting yourself to the institution. That's why I'm no longer a member of an institutional church, because I would claim that's in violation of Scripture. But you see, I'm willing to contend on this. And I do. And as I mentioned yesterday, I do find others. It's a delight. It's a joy. Because the grace of the Lord and his sovereignty. It's interesting. I know I'm getting really long. I did a brief study today on Isaiah 9:6, something that you may be familiar with. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Yeah, it's well used, because obviously he's been put to music and so forth. The government shall be on his shoulder. And the mighty God and things of that nature. If you look at the Septuagint, these are Archi and Archon. We're called to submit to him as ruler. And it's not calling it a government is kind of a, gives you a connotation that really isn't there. He is the Lord. He is the sole authority. We have no king but King Jesus. I mean, we say that, but we don't live it when we submit to the state or the institutional church. But, you know, I would contend that the call is to anarchy, meaning no human head, but the only archy or archon we have is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's consistent with the idea of we have no teacher but the Lord. And, you know, all these things. We have no head but the Lord. We have no teacher but the Lord. Our allegiance is to the Lord and the Lord alone. I'd love to share this with my family. I'd love to celebrate this with my wife. Because I love her. I love her intensely. I hold nothing against her. And Dorothy Jane, I want you back. I want you back badly. Because I love you. And I want to be a mutual blessing in obedience to Christ. Dorothy Jane, I love you.